Flagstaff Mayor Paul Deasy issued an emergency declaration for flooding yesterday after a major wildfire. With more rain and flooding in the forecast this week, Flagstaff officials are hoping to get resources to flood-prone neighborhoods as quickly as possible. And Mayor Deasy joins us now with the latest on the situation. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for coming on. I want to begin just with what prompted this emergency declaration. What are you seeing right now?
We have been facing very bad flooding, not just within the city proper, but in the surrounding community after the pipeline fire burned over 22,000 acres of our mountain just in the last few months. So,
what neighborhoods are seeing the worst kind of damage, and what is it looking like?
Mainly on the east side with Doney Park and our Timberline neighborhoods, but we're also facing it on the west side because it went over the mountain. So we have west and east side potential flooding. In fact, we had 12 different watersheds affected by the fires, and now we are seeing the results of it with the heavy rains.
Mayor, you certainly weren't totally surprised by this occurring, but how much did you anticipate? And did you anticipate this sort of problem coming after the horrible wildfires and followed by rain? I mean, these things obviously can happen, but is it one of those things you just really had to anticipate happening, or are we hoping for the best?
We just have to anticipate, actually. Wildfires are burning. We're already doing planning for flooding thereafter. Unfortunately, this ain't our first rodeo up here, but we have some brilliant engineers, got right to it, and we've been rallying volunteers like crazy everywhere. And actually, at this point, throughout the greater community, we have about close to 2 million sandbags around people's homes.
Is it enough? And is the funding that comes with declaring a state of emergency going to, you know, provide enough?
No, we have hundreds of millions of dollars worth of long-term mitigation needs in our community. This emergency is definitely does help with our operational costs, as well as helps us access grant money, which we've already even sent out grant applications to be able to put some long-term mitigations on the watersheds that are not going to cost us $100 million to do. But some of them we can wrap up with a few million dollars, hopefully, and get some of these sandbags out of certain neighborhoods.
So you talked about sandbags. Give us some more details on what flood mitigation efforts look like. I mean, what else can you do?
Well, we're also deploying new technology, these water barriers, tiger barriers that can help resist the water. This is the short-term method that we just have the cinders from our cinder pits that we're grinding up, putting out, and people have self-fill stations all across the city and areas in the county to be able to access to protect their homes. And meanwhile, we are organizing the volunteer efforts for setting sandbags for our elderly and disabled who can call in to our hotline and get the assistance if they're unable to do so themselves. And we have these volunteer efforts literally daily right now to help shore up people's homes.
Mayor, I'm curious that obviously Arizona has a lot of people who move here from other places. And what is it like, if at all, is it any different trying to teach newcomers about what it's like to deal with this sort of thing? I guess I'm wondering if the entire community has been able to come together because people just sort of, this is what you do, or if it was just different because folks who aren't used to wildfire rain pattern just don't know what to do and there's a little more education involved.
There definitely is education needed. And unfortunately, a lot of the time it is learning by experience. So people don't think it's going to be as bad as it is. They think it's just a hype. But then once the waters come down and their back rooms are flooded and have 6 inches of mud in their homes, then it's like, oh, yep, let's band together here. We need to. So, if one is putting up sandbags and the other is not, and not working together, then it creates a mess for our mitigation efforts. We need everyone to get on board. And the thing is we are seeing that. A lot of time neighbors really are coming together and say, okay, let's organize this appropriately. Let's dig this trench through this person's yard so that way we can take care of this bowl effect for flooding that we're experiencing on the west side with Coconino Estates. It's a learning process, certainly, especially for folks who are new to it, but also some long-term residents who I mean, they haven't themselves had to experience. This is the first time some of these neighborhoods have ever had to deal with this experience. Mm-hmm. So certainly a learning process.
What is the city and maybe the county and beyond that doing to help the homes that have been flooded and that have been damaged and probably will continue to be damaged as this continues?
Well, at this point, really pushing people to get flood insurance. Red Cross has been here handing out the cleaning kits. And normally it's really neighbor to neighbor. One neighbor gets flooded and a few of the others come and help clear it out with them. But I mean, we are strapped with resources here. To be frank, we have, for example, in our solid waste, about 30 employees who are having to both do all trash pickups, plus our bulky trash pickup, plus now being redeployed to clear debris and clean out culverts, et cetera. So it's been, considering the size of our city and the amount of damage that was done, it's been, having to lay a lot of basic services even so that way we can get just basic assistance for the flooding.
We'll have to leave it there. Flagstaff Mayor Paul Deasy joining us. Thank you for the time, Mayor.
Yeah, thank you.